Blog Talk Radio.
It's time. It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. This is your boy Poetic, and tonight we're talking about what is the role of the don't know why this popped up, but evidently it didn't change. Actually, we're talking about the video, and we're talking about why is the video important to the song. For some reason, the changes hadn't made it on Blog Talk, so I'm reading it off from that standpoint. But why is the video important to the song, and should the song match it? That's what we'll be talking about tonight. So y'all stay with us. But before we go deep into the topic, let's cover the show as we always do right here on Hip Hop National Radio. Lord, let's pray today for a better tomorrow. For time is passing between the minutes and hours. Life on earth may be short, so listen, God's children, and give this some thought. For today we live, tomorrow's not promised, so let's take to practice God's word upon us and use it as a daily digestion, what is our hope and only protection. So together today, if we may, let's take a moment out to our knees to pray that God will make tomorrow a much better day. Well, like I said, we'll be talking about the video. And does the video have to match the song in order for it to make good marketing sense? That's pretty much what we're talking about in a nutshell. So y'all stay with us. On deck with me tonight is LaToya Reed and Surf Rat. Welcome to the show, LaToya. Please tell our audience a little bit about yourself, give them some background, then give us your opening statement on tonight's topic about the video.
Hello, everyone. This is LaToya Reed. I am an actress, a host. I dabble in the music industry. I've managed artists and DJs. I worked in Tokyo, Canada, now the States. I'm originally from Jamaica. I honestly believe that the music video can make or break you when it comes to promotion, because sometimes you hear the song on the radio and it's not that good. When you see the video and you're like, dang, you know, you really get into it. And when it doesn't match, there's just something off about it. You're not feeling it. It just all has to make sense.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for your opening statement. Surf Rat, you now have the floor.
Yeah,
please.
Hey,
tell our audience. Okay, tell our audience who you are, where you're calling in from, and what it is that you do, sir.
Okay, you got it. My name's Surf Rat. It is my name. I am a online streaming live host and commentator. I do everything from extreme sports to music, and we've been doing it for the last 4.5, almost 5 years. So basically what we do is we broadcast live events that are going on, whether it's a race or a some sort of musical event or a concert or what have you. And I am the host of the show, and I sit back and let you guys see the show live, and then in between we go live into the studio, which I'm live right now. Those of you who want to check us out right now live, you can tune in. Just go to battlecam.com. It's spelled BATTLECAM, CAM, one word, battlecam.com, and look for the Surf Rat in the live channels. Or you can just go to your browser and type in battlecam.com/surfrat, and it'll take you directly to my show, and you can actually see me talking to you guys live right now. And about the topic tonight, we were talking about, should the video paint the story of a song? I believe it doesn't really matter about painting the song, but it does make a difference when you're trying to, when you're singing about a song that actually means something. It's probably good to make the video follow it in a sort of way so people can understand it better. And I think that is probably a smart thing to do for marketing if you're trying to, you know, bring your number one hit song, you know, your hit single into the number one spot. So I think you can go both ways on that way.
All right. So The video actually plays a very powerful point into any in the marketing tools of today's song, period. But I've noticed in a lot of times that music, the video itself, in the front, in the pre, you know, the prelude of the video, a lot of times it doesn't necessarily dictate what this story is about. And in the opening impression of a video, do you think it's necessary to have some kind of congruency to what this song may be, what this video may be about pertaining to the song? That's, I'm asking you that, LaToya. Should it have congruency?
I definitely think it should. I feel that.
And why you say that?
I feel that when you, it needs to make sense to the viewer. You can't get your story across properly when it doesn't match, like they don't match. I don't like watching a video where girls half naked, but the song has to be half naked. Or a song about love, but they're showing stars and money and they have sex with topics.
I don't know if it's me or is it my connection. It may be. Surf Rat, did you hear her clearly?
No, it was breaking up for me.
Okay. LaToya, you're kind of breaking up. I don't know if you're in a bad zone in your area, but your phone was breaking up.
Well, I'm sorry. Surf, can you hear me now?
See, yep, we hear you well.
A bit better, yes.
Yes.
Okay. Would you like me to repeat that?
Yes.
Okay. I was saying that I believe that it draws the audience in when your storyline matches your song. It brings it together, like they complement each other. When I'm watching a video about, say, love, but they're showing half-naked girls and cars and money, that doesn't capture my interest. Because I feel like it doesn't make sense to me. Why would you be portraying one thing but singing about something else?
I agree. And, I mean, because, like, right now, I see a lot of videos. It might be a love story, but that love story got 100 girls in there, and just butt naked. For no reason, because I guess it's the thing of what everybody like to see, and they, but it has really no content.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I feel like they are looking too much into sex sells, but yeah. Sex doesn't sell everything. It has to go along with what's your product that you're trying to sell.
Surf Rat, what's your thoughts?
My thoughts on that are, I think that, hold on, my channel just went dead for some reason. I think on that subject, I think the sex part of videos always sells. Of course, we all know people love to look at chicks, whether they're in their bikinis or in a nice looking outfit. So, I think it's a good thing to have the girls on the video, you know, wearing stuff that looks nice on them and stuff. It always grabs their attention. But again, there always has to be a plot to the song. So
there we go, a plot.
Yeah, we got to have a plot to the song so people understand what the video is all about and the song. So a good video with a good song always makes you know, a successful music video.
I agree. Now, in the video today, that to me, we all see it as a marketing tool. And in the video, do you think that the artist should get a sponsor into that video to be a part of that story, a part of that plot, and should it have congruency into the story? Let's say they got a a sponsor for a bag of chips or something in there. Shouldn't they have something in there that ties to that along with it in the marketing where it's not just outright, oh, sponsored by such and such? It should be, you know, because if you look at TV today, even I'm looking at your thing, Surf Rat, I see that what you do a lot, you bring in the sponsors.
Yeah, absolutely. Today, sponsorship is very important.
So in the storyline, should it be a part of the storyline or should it just be outright sponsored by?
Well, it depends on what your sponsors are doing for you. If they're paying the whole bill for the video and doing the whole production and putting a lot of time and money into it, of course you're going to want to bring the sponsors into it. If not, you know, maybe on the end of the video, in the credits part, roll them up in there or something like that.
Your thoughts?
I think that if the product fits the video, then by all means, you know, have it in the video. If not, then you should probably just run it during the credits.
Okay, give me an example of a video, how you would paint a storyline in a video. Starting with you, Surf Rat.
You're going to start with me on that one? I'm sorry, was telling me the video.
Go ahead. Handle that. And we'll go ahead and start with handle that. We're going to bounce to you.
Okay. Any song? That's what you're saying?
Yeah.
Well, a good storyline for me would be, let's say it's about, you know, rappers always think about money and cars and this and that. A good storyline for me would be to show, like I'm watching a short movie. That would capture my, not just brands and images. To me, it would have to be like, you know, waking up in the morning and what you're doing, getting in the car and what you're spending your money on, how you're making your money. It should be, you know, telling us how you did it, what you're doing with it. Not just random pictures of money falling and naked women running around. And that doesn't explain to me what you're trying to say.
Okay. I'll just say this. In many videos today, the picture that they paint is, I mean, if you see a dance video. Typically, a dance video, you can almost see exactly where they're going to go with the story, because they usually go to throwing some alcohol, throwing money up in the air. Can you agree with me on this or not?
Yeah.
They're throwing money, alcohol, they're throwing alcohol all around. It's almost like a big party, but it's almost the same storyline pretty much on basically every video today. It really
Nobody's thinking outside the box. To me, everybody's imitating everyone. It's people like, you know, when you watch a Busta Rhymes, like, I mean, Busta Rhymes hasn't made a video in a while, but when you watch a Busta Rhymes video or a Missy,
Missy Elliott.
You're captivated because it's outside of the box. Everyone else, like you said, you can just, you already know what to expect with their videos.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no thought process behind it.
So what could they do? What could an artist do to start to get this kind of picture? Should they hire qualified personnel to get, you know, paint that picture for them in a video? Or should they just look at other successful videos that's out there? What would you do?
I feel that they should, like I said, thinking outside the box. Me personally, I was an artist, I would look for, there's so many talented people who haven't been discovered yet. So, you know, universities, or get online and look for YouTube videos of people who are trying to make it, because there's a lot of them that are so talented, but they haven't been discovered yet because they haven't got the opportunity.
Okay.
you. I would look for different avenues. Like, I honestly would go online and search for videos and not mimic something, but try to be unique and have my own individual style.
So you would say pretty much they need to pretty much write a storyboard on their video.
Yeah, definitely.
And the storyboard should do what? Pretty much tell the storyline of the song? Would you say that?
Yes, I feel like a music video is like watching a 3-minute movie to me. So the storyline should go along with that. You know, you can have, you can present it in a different way. Like, you know, I use the example Missy or Busta, but they need to, they're very individual. But, I mean, they're very, very unique individuals. And people, I think, are lazy, and they just try to copy what everybody else is doing. But you can't really make a name for yourself if you're just like everybody else.
Without a doubt. Surf Rat, have you got it under control yet?
Yeah, we're on a different website. The website had a problem. It looks like they crashed. So we switched over to VaughnLive.tv/SurfRat. So that's Vaughn, V-A-U-G-H-N, Live, VaughnLive.tv/SurfRat. So we're back on a different website. Something went wrong with the other one, so we just switched over. I got them all over the place.
All right, for those who are listening in live from Surf Rat TV, y'all can call in at 213-559-2995. Again, that's 213-559-2995. You can call in, participate into the discussion if you'd like. We got Surf Rat and LaToya Reed on live with us. We talk about should the video paint the story of the song. Well, let's go beyond the video painting the story of the song. What else should be achieved with the marketing tool of a video? Wouldn't you both agree that the video plays a very powerful tool in the marketing scheme of the record? What's your opinion of that, LaToya?
Oh, it definitely does, especially with promotion. Because like I said, you can hear a song on the radio and you might not be feeling it. But as soon as you see the video, it gives you a whole different appreciation for the song.
You know, I got to totally agree with you to that, because me, back in the day, for me, it was the video that usually sold me on a song. I can hear the song over and over again until I saw the video. I guess I was one of those guys who just sit down and back and just look at the videos. But the videos is what really pretty much was the entertainment side of things that made me key in to a song. Everybody feel it differently, but for me, that it was the video that played a unique role in the selling point of any song to me. Surf Rat.
Excuse me. My take on that is anytime any big name artist comes out with a new hit, the first thing they do is make a video of it. You've seen it before. You're going to see it again. It's going to continue on. That's the way to market your song, is by a video. That's the first thing a kid does, is go to YouTube and search for that song so they can see the new video. So my thoughts on that are, if you're going to come out with a new single hit, those guys that are into hip-hop know their song's a hit. The first thing that they do is they start on a video, and usually the video's out probably the same time they release the song. And I think it's very important for that reason, because, like I said, kids are on their computers. Probably 70 to 80% of them today are on computers looking up music and playing music and finding out who's who in music and on their YouTube. The torrents and all the sites that you can download music on, they're always searching for new music and videos. And I think it's probably the most important part when you release a single is to have the video ready the same time you release the song.
Yeah, we're a visual stimulating society.
And you, and with that said, I'll say video does stimulate the visual, and it's also the audio. It gives good audio delivery, and it's a, that's why I would say it definitely, because everybody want to see what you look like and, you know, how you project yourself. So the presentation, that video, has to make some strong points. But today, this is what I'm seeing. A lot of times I go to a video, and the video is when I go to YouTube, they send me a YouTube link. I'm having to wait 10, 15 minutes for a good download of that video. Is, I mean, what could be done to compress this video to make it better or stream faster? Now, you, I know you, Surf Rat, is a video guy.
Absolutely.
Is there compression things that can be used to crunch this video down so it can scream faster?
Well, you know, when we met out there, when Two Live Crew was playing, you know, everybody could hear the YouTube videos that people had on their phones and stuff like that. If you look up, you know, Two Live Crew in Kingman, Arizona, you can see, like, I don't know, probably at least 10 videos of it that people took with their iPhones and Droids and stuff like that. But we had it live on the internet, broadcasting it, and we had, geez, I think close to 20,000 people that ended up watching it live. And it's kind of the same thing when you see something live. You want to see it live. You know, people don't want to see stuff that's, you know, 5 days, a week, a month, 3 months old. They want to see it live, and that goes with, you know, live streaming. As far as video goes, you hear a song, you want to see that video right away too. You don't want to wait 3 months later to see a video to a hip-hop number one song. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I know what you're saying to a degree, but people do like to see, you know, we may like to see it live as well, but we also want to see a good quality video in comparison with a song. Am I right or wrong, LaToya?
Oh, you're definitely right. Like, you know, when, like, for instance, I like Rihanna. So as soon as I hear a song, I want to see what the video looks like. And again, like, you know, because our attention spans are so short and our patience are so short that we didn't like waiting for anything.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty much our society today. We've gotten so used to the microwave, we don't like to wait. Like right now, and I'm just going to put this out there, I have a T-Mobile song, a phone, that's a MyTouch, and it sucks. Just want them to know. And they need to send me another one. Anyway, when we have to wait for anything today, honestly, our patience run out, and we don't. We'll end up turning away from it, and this
is
why
we
lose our interest. But I mean, I've lost my. I mean, it's a little off subject, but I've lost my interest with this phone, and I just want to throw it against the wall. T-Mobile, just wanted them to know. we are going to have a show on the devices that we use to promote ourselves, how important it is to have one that is, you know, that is marketable for reasons of what we do. It'll be something to that effect, why the devices we use are important in promoting ourselves. And pretty much we're going to be talking about that as well on this show. Anyway, guys, I wanted to say, and not just to put it all in a circle anymore, the video, how do you think it's possible to make a video go viral today? And why is it important to most music artists? Starting with you, Surf Rat.
Well, I think that the importance of video is, like you said, recognition, to see what they look like. Everybody wants to know who's the voice behind what's playing, you know. So when you see the video, you're like, oh, okay, that's what he looks like, or that's what she looks like. And it just paints a picture of who you're hearing, you know. So I think it's very important for you to know what the artist is trying to come across with, not just his looks, but like you said, the importance of video matching the song.
I think sometimes it's the delivery. Definitely the delivery, the uniqueness of the video, because, I mean, I'll use this for one. Biggie Small wasn't the best guy to look at, but when Biggie Small and a few other artists out there, I would say, they're not sometimes the best people to look at, but their delivery, when they're performing, it shows you that this artist have what it takes, and he has that charisma to carry his song to a number one spot. Do he have that unique delivery? By a good video allows us to get a feel from a distance, because we don't really get to meet these people sometimes in our lives, not live, most of the time. But the video in itself is that selling point to let us know what we're looking at, why we're looking at it, and why this person is as hot as we believe this person is. Wouldn't you agree with that? Or what's your thoughts on that, LaToya?
Yeah, I think that's the difference between some people are entertainers and some people are just artists. Some people are gifted. They can't entertain. Some people are not, you know, so gifted, but the way they entertain you makes up for that. Like, I'll give you an example. Tears. She can't really sing, but she can entertain you. She's a performer.
I didn't catch the name that you said. Who?
Oh, I said, like, Britney Spears, for instance.
Okay.
I don't think she's talented when it comes to singing, but she's an entertainer. She's a performer. She captivates you.
Yes, she did. She really captivated the attention. And be honest with you, then that's another thing that a video gives us in delivery. Video give us definitely the entertainment, but it allows us to let know that that entertainer is on point with the in their game, and it makes you want to say, I want to go to this concert because of what you see in the video. It makes you want to get closer and connect with that artist, because many times if they're not painting the story of the song, they're painting the story of the picture of why my life is so fun that make you want to come see me. It's great marketing. Britney Spears did a great job in that, actually. Her choreography, you had to want to see her live. Janet Jackson wanted to see them. You had to want to see them live because some of the things they pulled off on the video, you got to say, could they really do it?
Exactly.
Surf rap.
Well, yeah, I think, when you bring up Britney Spears, you say she can't sing, but obviously she made it big by singing before she came out with video. I mean, songs before she even made it big, she was not even on video, and her songs were hitting the number one on charts. So as far as her not being able to, I have to disagree with you.
It's just a matter of opinion on that. I'll put it that way.
And
I got to disagree too. I mean,
yeah, she can sing, obviously.
Yeah, I won't say she was one of the better singers, but
no,
she wasn't. In fact, she could sing because really she had number one hits.
Yeah, she has a voice like Rihanna. Let's admit it.
Yeah.
Rihanna can sing, you know, and different notes, high notes, low notes. That girl can sing. Britney Spears is pretty much a one octave singer, where she just has that same octave of singing, and it's made it big for her. And she's learned to continue doing what she's doing with it, and that's why Britney Spears is still going strong today. Other artists that, Janet Jackson, she's not the best singer in the world, let's admit it, but she's definitely got herself on top of the charts a few times by, you know, making a hit song, maybe even a video that went with it. So, in today's business in hip-hop, it's all about luck. I mean, if you want to be honest about it, there are so many talented hip-hop artists out there that don't make it. that don't get recognized. And it's just like winning the lottery, man. You gotta be lucky. You gotta have that luck streak, and you gotta be in the right place at the right time. And it's important to get your stuff out there, whether it's on a video or on a video SoundCloud clip or something like that. You just gotta get it out there. You gotta get people to like it. I mean, there's some people that are in my chat room here that are trying to plug their guys out here, and I guess one of them was called the Kansas Boys Group. Somebody, a guy in here is trying to get them going. His name's Greenlight. They're trying to make it big, and he's trying to get me to plug them, which I just did for him. And it's guys like that that you don't hear unless somebody tells you about it, or maybe you get lucky and find a link to them, and maybe a music promoter or a manager of music sees it and gives them their first chance. So it's a luck, you know, and especially the little hip hop set that deserve it, get it.
Can I ask you what you just said?
Yes, go ahead, LaToya.
Okay, I'm actually going to be hosting a show called Feature Exposure, and what we're basically doing is showing the nation unsigned artists, people who are trying to make it. So if you're an artist and you have a music video, you can submit it. You can email Justin at Executive Blind.
No emails here, baby. Not
okay,
here.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
But be on the lookout for the show.
No, because they can contact Hip Hop National and they can get that email address.
Hip Hop National. If you're trying to get this video on national television.
Okay. I just don't. I mean, no emails coming through my program, because that's not what my program is about. We are also a marketing company, and it's very important that everybody understand that, and that we build through our program, we build connections, and through our connections, we connect with Surf Rat. We'll connect through that. That he's a source, yourself, your source, but that's why we have this program too. We are a marketing company that's built to help the artists build their marketing portfolio. And when those side deals come through live on my show, what happens is you're still my audience. And I know it's not intentional. It just happens that way. So that's why I have them. We're marketing our program as well. So.
Yeah, and if you notice, I got your banner up on my live channel right now, the Hip Hop National banner. You know,
I don't know if you guys hearing it, but I'm hearing your music.
I have no music coming through my site.
Nothing coming through? Okay. Maybe, you know what? Maybe what it is I'm probably got your thing up at the moment, so I'm hearing it. So it's no big deal. Got it.
To mute the channel. That's what you need to do. If you're watching me live, just mute the channel. There's no music.
That's what I just did just now. Yeah. All right, guys, you're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. We'll be back in just a moment. Y'all stay with us tonight. If you're just coming in, let you know, guys, we're talking about should the video paint the story of the song. Y'all stay with us. It's more to come on the other side.
Forever Memory Blankets, the place where you can turn your photo into a masterpiece. If you want to live like the stars, then here's your key. These are one-of-a-kind creations. Our portfolio includes Dwayne Wade, Music, Slim Thug, Teresa Budon, Bun B, and so much more. All you have to do is log on to www.fmblankets.com. That's www.fmblankets.com. Or you can call 214-403-1524. That number again is 214-403-1524. And tell them Hip Hop National Radio told you to give them a call.
You've got 5 minutes? I've got That Celebrity Interview. Hi, I'm Valder Beebe, host of The Valder Beebe Show. Join me daily for my new brand, That Celebrity Interview. I get the opportunity to chat with the world's most fascinating people. I interview actors and directors and entertainers, celebrities, and everyday people on important topics and issues and life-changing causes. My interviews are authentic, revealing, and personal with my guests, who are in a 21st century mode. They're either in studio, by phone, satellite, or in exotic locations. I've interviewed people in Istanbul, Israel, London, all across the globe. Tune in daily to That Celebrity Interview. Go to ValderBBShow.com for broadcast locations of That Celebrity Interview. I'll see you there.
This your boy, Pop Man MC, representing Filavide Films and Record, calling from Los Angeles, California. Be sure to take a peek at our new movie trailer, Welfare to Millionaire. Link is now up on YouTube, Facebook, /PopManMC, or right here on HipHopNational.com. That's the new movie trailer, Welfare to Millionaire, Facebook /POWERMANMC.
Hip Hop National Magazine has everything you love about being part of the hip hop generation and more. The magazine has A-list celebrity interviews from hip hop national partner, The Valder BB Show, style, fitness, news, health, craft, music from all genres, artist development, also articles with business decision makers on how to succeed in the entertainment industry. Read Hip Hop National Magazine online and in print. Visit HipHopNational.com. Get your Hip Hop National news from the number one source, Hip Hop National Magazine.
The jamming or slamming competition is in full throttle, giving
HipHopNational.com.
The Hip Hop National Radio feature artist spotlight. KO, Blow Kisses, Cry Wolf. Darkest Glory, aka DG. Fight. Black and green. The Hip Hop National Radio Artist Spotlight. Only on Hip Hop National Radio.
It's time to play.
You're ready to go. Ready to go. Radio promo. Right here on Hip Hop National Radio. That's right. Hip Hop National Radio will help you get the word out about your business,
your music,
or music products. Starting as low as $15 a spot. We aim to meet your advertising needs. We do viral marketing, website development,
website hosting,
internet audio presentation,
voiceover,
professional beat production,
publicity,
radio and record promotion,
consulting,
corporate identities,
event planning and promoting,
printing, graphic design,
CD pressing
and duplication,
voice on home,
radio commercial production,
TV commercial production,
video production,
call conversion,
contracts and more. For more details, log on now to www.HipHopNationalRadio.com or call 877-580-8555.
That's 877-580-8555.
HipHopNational.com. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Tonight, we're talking about should the video paint the story of the song? And on with me, I have LaToya Reed and Surf Rat. But before we go too deep into the topic, I wanted to let everybody know that Hip Hop National is a marketing company that helps the music artists build their portfolio out in front of industry inside circles of the music industry. We're in the business of helping you make music and make money. We teach you how to take your music from the studio to the bank. Listen to Hip Hop National Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 p.m. on the East Coast, 5 p.m. on the West Coast. We have topics from what is a producer, why do I need one, to copyrights, and then the whole nine yards of anything you want to know about the music industry. So tonight, we're talking about should the video paint the story of the song and how important that video is to marketing yourself as an artist. We have LaToya Reed and Surf Rat helping me tear this topic apart. And I'm going to ask you, as far as getting doing a video, should you plan on getting several sponsors to help you produce this video? And how do you go about getting them? LaToya, I know you've been into marketing for a while.
Yeah, it's very important, like financially, to get sponsors. And you basically have to go out there and guerrilla promote, basically sell yourself. You got to make the sponsor believe in you just as much as you believe in yourself.
Absolutely. And what like when you say that, what would you suggest that an artist do to promoting? Okay, I'm getting ready to do me a video here, and I do need some sponsors. But this, let's say on a cold call, because you know what selling is sometimes often cold calling. Sometimes you're dealing with some people that you know, and some people you're dealing with outside of that box, and that's cold calling. What could we do as artists to step out beyond ourselves to present? We're getting ready to promote a video, and we'd like your company to help us sponsor. What kind of things should we ask for, LaToya?
Well, I guess it depends on what type of video that you're doing, but but you could go and get equipment from different companies. But first of all, you should sit down and make a plan for yourself. And do some research on how to present yourself to these companies, because depending on the company, you might have to sell yourself differently. You also need to not just use the computer, media networking. You also need to go out and do face-to-face. A lot of people think that social networking is basically it. But before social networking, you have to go out and go to these companies. They appreciate the fact that you take the time to go sit down, and they want to know the person that they're investing in.
Absolutely.
So I would say, use social media, but you need to get out there too. Go to these companies, knock on the door, talk to the managers. Talk to the people in charge of who are in charge of doing promotions, and sell yourself, but have a plan before you go out and do this. And I guess contact people like Hip Hop Nation and you guys, so
National.
That they can get their stuff national to get their stuff together.
Mm-hmm. And Surf Rat, what's your thoughts, sir?
Sorry, like I said before, I think the sponsorship is very important. That's how you get money to make a quality video. Of course, when you do make a quality video in HD, people are going to, like it more because it's a very clear video for you. And to also promote yourself, not just yourself, but your sponsors, that's important. I mean, they're the ones that are paying the bill. They're the ones that are getting you out there. And if you don't, give them any recognition, of course, you're probably not going to get the next video sponsored. So sponsorship to me is very important. It's what keeps me going on my shows. And like I said, if you do it right with your sponsors, they're going to stick with you, and they're going to help you to continue doing what you want to do, which is promote yourself in hip-hop, if that's what you're trying to make it in. And that's it's very important.
Yep. Well, a lot of times, we are creating these videos, and honestly, YouTube is a very popular source for everybody today, but it's also a great marketing tool for many businesses today. And if you know how to segue your thoughts with what this company, the concept, like I had a friend, he actually works for Pet Vet. I think that's the name of the company where they do vitamins and pills and stuff like that. So he actually, in his video, he actually approached the owner of the business, and they had the dogs out. And the vitamins throughout the videos and the use of the video, but yet his video had pretty much he took the images of the people. He integrated their faces. I don't know if y'all remember how Snoop Dogg turned into a dog into the video.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I remember that.
Do you recall doing that? He took that same type of effect and turned himself into a dog from the use of the pills and stuff like that. So it really came out cool in the painting of his video. And then the sponsors he highlighted, and the highlighting of the sponsors was in there, and they wanted him to do more videos for them. So it was just a way, an inside of painting his story, their story into his story, and making them want to, you know, piggyback and ride with them. That's why I think the painting of the story is a unique selling point to your video. But to just making videos today, you got to marry it to something who have somebody who has a following. Many businesses today have a great following. Wouldn't you agree with this, Surf Rat? Because some of the companies that you've dealt with, they also have a following of employees and people who work with them that can also help promote that to the next level. Going viral in videos, don't you think it's very important today?
Absolutely. And social media is a big part of it. And getting yourself on a Twitter, a fan page on Facebook, Instagram, all the social media sites are very important for these upcoming rap artists to get going right away with. That's the first thing they should do, actually, is, get themselves a fan page set up with their music on it, SoundCloud, to put their music up on SoundCloud so people have access of hearing, their music that they're coming out with. And of course, Twitter is so huge that what you want to do as a hip-hop artist is add every single hip-hop artist that's already famous on yours, so you can actually live tweet them and let them know who you are. And you never know, you might get somebody out there that's already made it big that wants to help out somebody upcoming, and they like your music, and hey, that could be your first step of getting yourself famous right there.
All right, well, I need you to rewind it. You say you might want to add what on your video?
Oh, no, I'm saying before you even come out with your video, before you're even known, you want to start up a Twitter and a Facebook fan page and get all your social media stuff going, because it's so important these days. That's how half of the hip-hop artists communicate with each other, is through Twitter. And that's not just hip-hop. That's an every line of show business, whether it's, movies, acting, sports related stuff, athletes. You have to have your social media site up and running, and that's a big part of promoting yourself, huge part. And I think it's important to do that. And then when you have your sponsors and everything, of course, you want to also plug their social media site, so it all becomes a big circle and everybody knows who's who and what's going on.
I agree. LaToya, what's your thoughts?
I'm sorry, I got lost in his answer. What was the question?
Well, what he was talking about as in the sense of how social media plays a role in promoting that video and getting it out and, married it. See, what I had asked him pretty much is why connecting with businesses who have a following, pretty much they have a following that has employees, they have all of these people have social media. This is where he led it to. And that social media can help take it off by spreading the word about the video that you're in. And pretty much why social media is important. And he was saying that to pull in celebrities as well into your Twitter and stuff, because you never know, somebody might like your music and then it takes off from there. What's your thoughts?
That's very true. Social media, it runs the world. Everybody's online. And that's how we connect with each other. So it's a very important thing.
Absolutely. Well, I'm gonna be closing the show off a little earlier than usual tonight because actually I have something that I have to take care of tonight. So, in your final thoughts of tonight, what would you suggest are some high points in what an artist should be doing when they're thinking about planning out their video and painting the story? I'm going to start off with you, Latoya. What are some tips of advice that you think that they need to know?
Well, first and foremost, I think they should sit down and create a storyboard for their song. If they're not creative, then they should, you know, look for somebody who specializes in that to help them. But they should sit down and plan it out. That would be my biggest suggestion is to, you know, sit down and do a storyboard, not just freelance and go shoot a video.
And very key points that most people need to know is what the story need to paint. They need to tell who this is about, who's the star role, the star of the video, what point the video is making, why this video was produced, and you know the location of what it is, what you're trying to promote. All of that plays a role. Who, what, when, where, why, and those are all the points that you definitely want to make. What's your thoughts, Surf Rat?
My thoughts on that, my final thoughts going out here is it goes back to the old saying of KISS, keep it simple, stupid. Don't try to get too crazy with it. Make it understandable for people so they don't get lost in it. And also, to do a good music video, you got to have a producer, whether he's a well-known producer or somebody that just knows how to produce. You got to have a storyline. I said that before. You want people to understand your song, and the video is going to make you understand it more. So don't get too crazy with it, but, you know, be creative and get yourself out there that way.
All right. I'm gonna play a synopsis of a video, and I just want to – of a song. Tell me what picture it painted with you guys on the out. I'm going to play about 30 seconds of this song.
Okay.
Making.
All right, you're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. That was Making My Body Jump by Snow. And I wanted to get just your final thoughts on, if you were to paint a picture of that video, what would it be? I'm starting with you, Latoya. What would it be?
Well, that one would definitely have a sexual concept to it. And I could see a lot of dancing. A man, a main character would be a man and a woman, but there would be a lot of choreography in that because it sounds like a club song to me, but there'd be a lot of shots of intimate things.
Wait. You saw that it had a sexual connotation in it to it?
That's what it is. You said making your body jump, right?
Yes.
Well, the way she sang it, the beat, to me, it sounded... Sexual.
Okay. How about you, Surf Rat?
I'm sorry. What was the title of the song?
Making My Body Jump.
My Body Jump? Is that what it was?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to say that you're going to have females dancing with the booty popping going on that song.
Absolutely.
It's just that's going to sell it right there. And I think that a lot of people... Because we couldn't hear it that clear. They thought it was saying bake it. So I'm going to have
to... Yeah, it was saying making my body jump.
But it was pretty funny that people were thinking that it was saying the bacon in it. But that would have been a whole different perspective of a video. Somehow you'd have to bring bacon into it. But as far as that goes, yeah, some girls dancing on stage, you know, with some, of course, some lights going with, you know, the smoke machines and maybe get them wet and making the video pop like that.
There you go. LaToya kind of said the same thing. I do see it too. It was a song without you even ever seeing it in your eyes. It painted a visual because pretty much we all kind of landed with the same type of visual in our head. It's a whole some girls jumping with some kind of sexual connotation to it. Literally, that's kind of what I grasped. That's how video in itself. That's how songs paint pictures. And the video choreographer should be able to paint that story of the song based on the type of song that it communicates. That's what we were talking about tonight. Had Surf Rat on, had LaToya on. Great job, guys. I really appreciate you guys coming through tonight. We are on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 8 p.m. on the East Coast. 5 p.m. on the West Coast, and all the time zones in between. And Surf Rat, I think you're on a 6 o'clock time zone, which is Mountain Standard Time, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. So thank you, guys. I really appreciate your participation tonight. Definitely love to have you on again.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it was great. Great. You're welcome for having you. Thank you, guys. Good night. Okay. Good night, everybody.
Hip Hop National.
Hip Hop National. Thank you, guys. I appreciate you. LaToya, I'll be giving you a ring in a minute, okay? So, okay. Good night, everybody.
HipHopNational.com.
Thanks for coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop. Hip Hop. Hip Hop.